Hamlin, and this is my brother Zane. I'm a senior at Roaring Fork High School, and he is in eighth grade at the Carbondale Community School. Students shouldn't have to do lockdown drills and know which objects are the best and heaviest to block doors and be taught to throw every object in a classroom, because they probably won't survive if the shooter comes in, but if they kill 10 seconds, it might save someone's life.
We shouldn't be taught how to live school lives as though it was a sort of war where we have to learn how to fight back. That really shouldn't be an issue that students should be concerned with.
So what does your sign say?
It says, "March for our grandchildren's life," and the other side is a list of the 18 people who have died at gun violence in schools.
So these are the victims recently from Florida?
Florida and Maryland, and their ages.
And where do your grandchildren go to school?
Glenwood Springs High School, elementary schools in Kansas and Brighton, Colorado.
What do you think should happen to make your grandchildren more secure?
Common sense gun laws. Assault rifles, semi-automatic rifles out of kids' hands. We need better mental health care.
What is your name?
Lori Elrod.
So what does your sign say?
School shooting survivor says enough.
And what do you mean by that?
In 1989, when I was a relatively new teacher, I was having lunch in front of my school and some kids drove by in a truck with pistols and started shooting at us. I had to throw a kid behind a planter and jump behind a tree as I heard the bullets hitting the tree above me.
and was in 1989.
89, and when I see the shootings that are happening now, the automatic weapons and everything, I'm not diminishing what I went through, but this is horrifying. I mean, I was terrified then. I can't comprehend with these automatic weapons what kids feel like today.
And what do you think should happen now?
Well, I have a list of things I'd like to see. Number one is get rid of semi-automatic weapons. Number two is metal detectors at campuses. Number three is armed law enforcement people, not teachers. And I think we need societal changes also. Kids have no hope. They can't go to college. You can't afford college. Minimum wage is crap. They can't live on that. We're raising a generation without hope, without a belief in America, without a sense that this is a country that they could believe in. We've given up on kids. And I think that's what's really showing up here, too.
What is your name, sir?
Edward Mooney.
And what does your sign say?
Mine says, "I dream that women will one day have the same rights as guns."
And what do you mean by that?
It's like guns are more protected than women. It's pretty messed up.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
And what's your name?
Lily Weber.
So what does your sign say?
It says, "March for my grandkids."
And could you speak to why you have that message?
I have six grandkids, and the day after the Parkland shooting, my oldest grandson was in school. There was a lockdown, and he sent a message to his mom saying, "I'm in a lockdown. I love you, Mom. Tell my family I love them." And that was it for me. No one should go through that. No one. That's all I have to say.
What is your name?
My name is Caroline Mooney.
See what you want me to read out loud?
Mm-hmm.
Arms are for hugs. Respect life.
So the right to bear arms is really...
It's the right to give
good hugs.
The right to give
good hugs. Wonderful.
And we don't live in the time of the American Revolution anymore. We don't need an armed militia in every community with machine guns.
And what kind of changes would you like to see happen?
I would like to see all gun ownership banned except for hunting with a regular rifle. You're going to go out elk hunting or deer hunting or whatever to feed your family, that's one thing. Any other use of a gun is only going to lead to more deaths in this country. I am delighted that kids all over the United States are standing up for their rights to be in safe schools and making their voices heard about laws that will serve them and everybody else to be in safe places to learn, safe places to just go about your daily life. And I really applaud all of the young people who have the courage to face Congress and to face the gun lobbies of the NRA.
And what is your name?
Elaine Pevick.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.